Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
And I'm Jack Canfield, and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. This is a very special episode because it's all about this guy, Jack Canfield, the author of The Success Principles, one of my favorite books of all time. But of course, you probably know him as the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Collectively, his materials have sold about 500 million books around the world. That's phenomenal. And every single Christmas and every single birthday, I also buy a stack of them to give out to my friends to help them to turbocharge their lives too. And with great pleasure, I got a chance to catch up with Jack Canfield in Dubai and ask him all the questions that you really needed to know the answers to. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy Jack Canfield on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. So it's with great pleasure I actually get a chance to talk to possibly the biggest guru in the world of turbocharging your own personal brand and creating your own success, Mr. Jack Canfield. So good to see you.
My pleasure to see you.
For people who are starting out their own business or they're wondering about taking those first steps to success, what would you suggest that we should do?
Well, first of all, believe in yourself. You know, if you're starting a business, it means you have a passion about something, something you care deeply about, that you want to share a product, a service, whatever it might be to the world. And so, you know, starting a business is not easy. It takes time. It takes effort. I always liken it to a plane taking off on a runway. You know, it builds up speed. It builds up speed. You wonder, is this ever going to take off? You know, and eventually it does. And then you get up higher. And then eventually you start to coast a little bit because you've got the altitude. You have less friction. You're not fighting gravity. So the main thing for me, and I've started four businesses, been successful at three of them. One of them I just sold recently for $63 million. And it started on the coffee table in my living room, and then it was the dining room table, and then it was the kitchen. Pretty soon my wife said, you better get this out of the house and go rent an office. But basically, I did everything myself. I went to the store. I went to the copy place. I went to the post office. I typed the letters. This was before computers. It was all on a Selectric typewriter. And built that business up to where it was an international business that literally was responsible for billions of dollars of sales around the world. So you have to, you know, start with what you have, believe in yourself, you know, study other businesses. I think if I was to do it over again, I would study business models. There's a lot of models out there you can model. I didn't know. I came out of psychology and out of education. But my passion was to make a difference. And if you're passionate about your business, if you really are committed to it, you're not going to let a few obstacles stop you. Find someone who's already done what you want to do. More than likely, it might be a different product, a different service, but somebody's done something similar, and read their book, take their seminar, read their manuals, go and interview them, ask them to be your mentor. All of these things are really valuable to get started. And the other thing I would say is this. When you start a business, find someone else who's either starting a business or is a little bit ahead of you, and create a mastermind, a partnership with them, an accountability partnership, where you can share your challenges and your tribulations. A group of five or six people is even better, because then you can learn from each other, share your best practices, and perhaps save each other from going down the same road, because you've been down that road, you know what works, what doesn't work. And be generous. Share a lot. When we start, we kind of want to hold everything to our chest for fear someone's going to steal it. But I find the more you share, the more you support them, the more they're going to share back with you, and you're going to have a lot easier road to hoe.
What do you think the biggest fear is for people when they're ready to make that first step? So many of them hold back and actually don't step out to do it. What do you think that is?
Oh, it's fear of failure. You know, fear of loss of money, fear of loss of time, of reputation, of face. You know, it just you're afraid you're going to do something, it's not going to work. But fear is simply, it always shows up. You know, I can guarantee you three things will show up when you set a goal to do anything. The first one will be considerations. These are thoughts about why it won't work, why it can't work, why it's not possible. The second thing is fears will show up. And the third thing is real roadblocks in the world. You know, there might be some regulations you don't know about. There might be, in fact, you don't have the right money. You don't have the right knowledge about marketing, whatever it is. Those are natural. Most people, when the fear comes up, the limiting, you know, roadblocks, the consideration, they go, oops, stop sign. it's not a stop sign. It's a caution sign. It means pay attention, go a little slower. There's traffic that's going to merge, kind of thing. But don't stop. You know, it's exciting to run a business, although it can be scary. But the rewards are worth it. You know, if you look, I have built 3 successful businesses. I've had more fun. I've learned a million things. I have grown. I always tell people, if you want to grow spiritually, get married, have children, start a business. Everything in your life that isn't aligned and perfect is going to show up. The value of that is you get to see it and you get to fix it. Because if you don't take those risks, you don't learn, you don't grow. So even if my first business failed, I learned a ton. I became more articulate. I was able to enroll people better. I understood more about finance and money. The first time I went to a bank to get a loan, I just walked in and said, I need a loan. And they said, we need to see a business plan. I said, what's a business plan? And they said, well, they told me. So I went and I wrote a business plan. I filled out an application. I brought it in. They went, you didn't do this right. This isn't right. This isn't right. Go back and redo it. I must have done it 5 times. Finally, the bank said, great business plan, good loan application. We're not going to loan you the money. And I said, why not? I said, we're just not convinced you're going to succeed and pay it back. But now I had a business plan and a good loan application. I went to 6 other banks in about a week's period, and I got the loan. So you're going to learn in the process. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to get started.
Now, you and I are both public speakers. Go out and make an audience learn from the stage. How important would you say being able to become a public speaker is for anybody's success, especially when they want to become an author as well?
Well, if you want to become an author, it's critical. In today's world, you can't just write a book and throw it out there. It's very rare. Maybe 50 years ago, you could do that. Word of mouth would happen. There are now, just in the United States, 600,000 books a year published. Everybody has a computer. Everybody can self-publish. There's a million, you know, what they call vanity presses. You can, you know, self-publish yourself. You can put on ebook as a, or Amazon as a ebook. So every psychologist who has 2 hours in a day when they don't have a patient is writing a book. Every coach is writing a book. You know, so there's lots of books out there. A book, if it's good, doesn't necessarily mean it'll sell. What sells a book is someone selling the book. It's you giving a talk. It's you on an interview. It's you on a webinar, on a seminar, on a teleseminar. And so you've got to go out there and basically sell the message just enough so that people go, I want more. And so now they're going to buy your book. Learn internet marketing. Internet marketing is critical. You know, you can sell a lot of books on the internet. We sell probably 60 or 80 countries that never would have got sold before. Will buy books, will come to seminars, listen to my webinars, listen to me online, that never would have done that before. But speaking, whether it's on the internet or whether it's in front of a group, is critical. As I was saying to the group tonight that I was doing a speech to, if you can only talk one-on-one with people, I can only make one sale in an hour, perhaps. But if I can talk to 500 people, I might be able to sell 250 of those people the same product. It's much more leverageable if you can be a speaker. And you know, the other thing is, if you want to publish a book with a real live publisher as opposed to self-publishing, they're going to always ask you, what is your platform? Which means, how are you going to promote this book? Because they only have so many months to do it, and then if it doesn't sell, you're out of there. If they know you've got an audience, you've got an internet following, a Facebook following, a YouTube channel, you have the ability to stand on a stage and sell 200 or 300 books in the back of the room, they're going to be much more willing to help publish your book because they know they're guaranteed they're going to sell some.
Absolutely. One last question. Sure. Turbocharge Your Brand TV was created to help people create their own personal brands. Do you think now is a time that people should really be looking at their own personal brand? Jack Canfield is everywhere. You know exactly who Jack Canfield is because you built up a great brand. Mm-hmm. Do you think now is the time for people to start looking at that for themselves?
Now is the time to do anything. And what I mean by that, what are you waiting for? You know, it's not going to get easier. Here's why. Get your brand built quickly because, first of all, you know, if there's another guy named Jack Canfield in West Virginia. He gets about a fourth of my email and forwards it to me. He's a nice guy about it. But, you know, I got jackcanfield.com. If I'd waited 3 years, I might not have jackcanfield.com. There are people around just thinking up names, getting the URL so they can sell it to you later for $10,000 instead of you getting it. So you want to brand yourself, and you want to brand yourself as uniquely you. You know, my brand is a my name is the brand. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a brand. The Success Principles is a brand. But the brand has a certain quality to it. You know, people associate Chicken Soup with love, family, integrity, going for your dreams, overcoming obstacles. they associate Jack Canfield with a real person. He's not puffed up. He's not in it for the money. He's someone who cares. If you work with him, you're going to get good value. He's someone who knows what he's talking about. He's done his research. He's done his homework. And he's out to serve people. So your brand becomes who you are in addition to whatever you call yourself. You know, I'm called America's number one success coach. Am I really? I don't know. Tony Robbins could probably claim that as well. But Tony Robbins is Tony Robbins. He doesn't need that. So basically, you know, declare who you are and then become that and live it. Because if you're not living your brand, that will get out. It's like when, I remember it was, I think it was a tire company decided they would get into the pizza business. And everyone went, what is a tire company doing creating pizzas? It just didn't work. It was off-brand. So your brand has to stand for something. And it's the qualities and values, the things you hold dear, and the results you can produce. And a brand can be fun. You know, I think a lot of brands today that are really out there, especially among younger generation, they're fun brands. They're alive. They're generative. They're coming up with really cool names. You know, instead of my generation, we came with serious names, you know? Like, the First Bank of the National Institute or something. Now it's Bob's Bank, you know? So have fun with it.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a complete pleasure getting the chance to talk to you. I know that every single Christmas and every single birthday, people know what they're going to get. A copy of Jack Canfield's The Success Principles. Thanks for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Brilliant. Jack Canfield on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. From Dr. Sanjay Parashar, who's a really top plastic surgeon, whether you need to make special efforts to change your appearance or maybe those changes have to come from within, inside, instead. We'll also be giving you the one thing that as an entrepreneur, as a business leader, and as a high achiever, you need to have. 10 reasons why you need to have it. I'm not even going to even tell you what they are until next week. And on top of that, we'll be looking at a woman who has dominated the entire music industry, walking away with 6 Grammys at the last awards, then deciding to tell the world, you know what, I'm off for 5 years. I'm not going to make any more music. I've done enough right now, and I might come back, but I might not. And you know what, when you meet her, when you see her, you'll believe she'll do anything that she wants, whenever she wants, and still be a success. She's called Adele. Google her, listen to her music, and you know what we're talking about. Adele, Dr. Sanjay Parashar, some great tips, and the one thing you need to know to really boost yourself in your business, what more could you want? This show, in 1 week's time, Turbocharge Your Brand TV.